welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello again, and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We are recording this in, strangely, Topeka, Kansas.
Yeah, we're in Topeka.
And it's really cool to have a mobile system that we can take wherever we are.
Yeah, but you know, I really just kind of want to say, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore, Toto.
Oh, but we are still in Kansas.
Oh, yeah, we still are. Okay, so we are still in Kansas, Toto.
We are, but my name's not Toto.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, on with the show.
On with the show. So we have been in Kansas, specifically at the Mother Earth News Fair. And this is essentially a conference that we have attended as much as possible. And we just get so much information, education, and good old-fashioned learning.
Yeah, it's pretty intense, though. It's been two full days. When we got back to the hotel and I counted how many workshops, I think we attended about nine one-hour workshops.
And they were very small breaks in between.
And we didn't do too many of the same ones.
No, we really gravitate toward our own interests and bring then back that information for each other.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, it's really cool.
Yeah, I usually end up, it seems like they have different stages, if you're not familiar with the Mother Earth News Fair. And there's one that's called Heirloom Gardening. And I tend to end up listening to the speaker at Heirloom Gardening stage quite often.
And can you guess what stage I end up with? Real food. That's where I'm at most of the time.
So that really is a good snapshot of us, I think, and what our business is all about.
It really is.
Growing food, preparing food. And we also did a lot of sustainable kind of practice.
Yes. And we are ready. Just bursting at the seams to bring that back and start putting some of that information into practice, some of what we've learned, and really take our business the next step for the purpose of serving our customers.
Yeah, we want to make the products that make your life better. That includes food products, that includes our balms, soaps, all kinds of different things.
And we did each learn some specific things that we'll be using
in
definitely. Our products.
One of the things that was very, very cool, though, I think we need to talk about, is when we first got to the conference, we'd been there, what, half an hour?
Maybe half an hour. And let me set the stage just a bit. When you come into the conference here in Topeka, there are three huge buildings and exhibitors lining up and down. There are just rows of exhibitors, and there's a bookstore in the middle of one of those. And then there are all of these stages. I think there's about 10 different stages,
maybe more,
where they have these lectures or demonstrations, talks. And when you first come in, one of the first things we do is, you know, go shopping.
The first thing you did, you went to the bookstore.
I did go to the bookstore, but you were shopping also.
Yes, I did. I went to Southern Exposure and looked at and actually purchased some shallots and garlic and some seeds for next year. So, yeah, so we got some really cool stuff.
We did. And as you were standing there, I came to meet you at that booth.
Yeah, because I needed some money.
Well, you know, I just had bigger pockets that day. I
there was garlic and seeds and stuff. So I spent more than I had in my pocket.
Right.
So which is typical.
I was off to the rescue bringing money.
Yes.
And I'm standing there waiting for you. And out of nowhere, this guy turns to me and says, oh, you're Five Feline Farm.
Yeah, we're in Kansas, the state of Kansas.
Right.
So, you know, we talked about the last time we're a thing.
Oh, I think we're a thing.
Yeah, we're a thing.
We're
so
totally
this
a thing.
Guy in Kansas said, you're Five Feline Farm. I follow you on Facebook.
And that was just so cool. And then some of the rest of his party came up. We've met them before. Uh-huh. And it was just the coolest thing
yeah.
to think, hey, we can go three states away and be recognized as Five Feline
yeah.
Farm.
It was very cool. The other couple that was with that guy said that when they went to Asheville, they knew that we were going to go because they saw it on our social media. And they were looking for us to speak there.
Ooh.
And it's like, that's a sign. So
it
yeah.
is a sign. And honestly, something that we've talked about.
We have.
And would like to do. We're starting to prepare for some of that kind of workshop that we present either at the farm, online, in our local area. But we do intend to branch out to some of these bigger conferences like the Mother Earth News Fair.
Yeah, we've done lots of speaking, lots of workshops on the farm, off the farm. And I think that now that we have more time to do that, we have stuff to say.
Oh, look at how many people are listening to this podcast.
I know, there's all three of them.
I know. So all three of you are
Thank
invited
you for listening.
To listen to us talk even more.
Yes. So watch for that. That's one of the things that we know we will be doing. Is we will be offering some educational opportunities.
We
so watch
will.
For that.
And there is a lot more to come. We're continuing to develop ideas and listen to our customers about what it is that will make their lives better, easier, more enjoyable. Through the use of yeah. our information or products.
Yeah. And then we go to these to conferences like the Mother Earth News Fair. We bring that back to our local community. And I don't think it gets much better than that. I was really excited because I went to a hands-on foaming soap workshop. Talk about
I can't
cool.
wait for that.
So I got to play with chemicals and stuff. It was so cool.
And
I didn't blow anything up.
You didn't.
No.
But you brought back a sample that you
I
made
did.
During that class.
Yeah. And some ideas.
It smelled wonderful. I can't wait for that.
Yeah. So I don't know when or if we will actually pursue the foaming soap. We probably will at some point. But, you know, it was fun to do. And it was a technique that I've learned that I will use at some point.
Absolutely. And I attended a hands-on workshop about sourdough and made a sourdough starter.
Yeah.
I attended a couple of workshops about sourdough and about gluten-free, which has been a request from some customers. So I'm continuing to develop that piece of our product line. And I'm going to be doing some work on that over the winter and see what comes of it.
Yes. And beekeeping.
Oh, I did some
great
good. Classes on beekeeping.
Yes, those were so good.
Again, learned a ton of information.
Yep.
So pretty excited about that and ready to put it into practice.
Yeah. Lifelong learners, lifelong teachers.
Absolutely. So keep following us. There's more to come on that. And you will hear more about it on our podcast through our social media channels. Don't forget, our next opening will be October 26th, 2019. We'll be open from 9 to 3. If you're listening to this before the 24th and would like to order scones or pies, get your order in and come on out, because we're going to continue to offer some of our great products available there in the Mercantile, yeah. In addition.
And we, I just this week made a patchouli
that's
shampoo
good stuff.
Bar. So we've been using that on our trip, which is also pretty cool to use our own products on the trip.
We do test on humans.
Yeah, we do. And we us. Test on us. I'm sort of human, but yeah, you so are. Far I still have hair. And,
right.
Yeah.
And it looks
so,
good.
Well, thank you. I don't know. But...
So that's what we've been up to, and we're excited to share even more.
Yeah. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.